Welcome back, guys. So in this part of the episode, I wanted to talk about, you know, the negative side to sibling relationships. I mean, unfortunately, there is such a thing as sibling rivalry, even amongst adults. There is such a thing as sibling envy. There is such a thing as flat-out sibling hatred. Even in monogamous families, let's not even bring in the mix of polygamy and what that does to siblings sometimes, because I do know very positive, you know, sibling relationships in polygamous families. But even in monogamous families, same father, same, you know, mother, sometimes siblings grow up, even before they become full-blown adults, from secondary school or primary school, when they're being made aware of how much better one person is or how much this that person is. And sometimes parents inadvertently cause this when you continue to hear statements like, why can't you be like your sister? Your sister is so this, your sister is so that, you're so this, you're so that. It, you know, plants a seed in children's hearts that if it's not dealt with can grow into full-blown, you know, sibling rivalry or sibling hatred. And even apart from, you know, the one that comes up in childhood that most people, you know, will find a way to outgrow, even in adulthood, when life happens a bit better for one sibling over the other, sometimes there's envy and there's flat out hatred. So you might be more successful, you might hit milestones faster. Maybe a younger sister got married earlier, has a happy family, has a great job, you know, everything is going great for her. And there's a sister who nothing seems to be going great for. And the sad thing about it is that that sister might start off just being happy for a younger sibling, and then one devil will come from somewhere and come and plant a seed of discord that will just grow and blossom and grow fruit into something else. So how do we deal, you know, with situations like this? Do we say, oh, this is my sibling, this is my blood, no matter what they throw at me, I'm going to stick my head in? No. If you sense danger of any kind, spiritual, mental or emotional or even physical danger from anyone, regardless of what relationship you have, you have to put some distance between yourselves. Even if you're trying to work it out, even if you're trying to make it better, put some distance between yourself first. It's not enough to just have suspicion, even though sometimes suspicions are just like flags to make us sit up and pay attention. But if you have concrete evidence of someone having a certain type of feeling towards you, even if that is your blood relative, you have to protect yourself first. If you have a sibling that is constantly putting you down mentally, undermining your work, undermining your progress, you know, passive aggressiveness, the ones that would make jokes about weight or looks or things like that, put some distance between yourself and that person. Guard yourself first, even whilst you're trying to fix it. I always say that, you know, sometimes things are not as, you know, perceived. So somebody might be throwing jabs at you. Somebody might be throwing insults at you or whatever at you. And they might not see it as something as serious. To them, it might just be jokes. But you're taking it, you know, in a deeper way. I think the onus is on you to let that person know that, look, sis or bro, I'm not feeling it. Like, can you stop? I don't like it when you make fun of me that way. I don't like it when you turn me into the butt of jokes when other people are there. Can you please stop? If you do that 1, 2, 3 times and the person persists, then you can choose to not want to be in the same space with that person. If you know that this is what they're going to do, this guy is just going to find a way to make me the butt of jokes or whatnot. It's very okay to refuse to spend time with that person or to limit the amount of time that you spend with that person. If your sibling or whatever is overtly critical of maybe your husband or your children or the way you choose to live your life and they're constantly putting you down, it's okay to put some distance between them as well whilst you try to fix it. Sis, what's going on? I find that you're always doing this. I find that you're always doing that. Or you get a mediator, another sibling or a parent involved and say, look, this is the issue that I'm having with sis or this is the issue I'm having with bro. I don't know what's going on. And maybe things can get better. But you have to also realize, and I always say this, that there's no absoluteness in anything in life. A great sibling relationship can go downhill and a bad sibling relationship can greatly improve. So there's nothing that says that, oh, because somebody is your blood or because you shared a womb and, you know, your brother and sister, automatically you're going to be lifelong best friends. No, sometimes there will be rifts. Sometimes you would have fallouts and hopefully you will come back from them. And sometimes siblings just go their separate ways for years. The important thing is that guard yourself, make sure that you make whatever part of the equation you're able to better, you know, have conversations, be open to listening to whatever it is that you might have contributed to the discord, try and fix things as much as you can. Again, ties of kinship in Islam. And regardless of what happens, regardless of, you know, how things go, even if you're not, you know, the best of friends, or you're not the closest, or you're not as close as you used to be, come on, Eid, Ramadan, Christmas, whatever it is, send a message, call, check on their children, be civil, at least be kind. Don't fall into that whole, oh, it's my brother, but we don't talk. It's my sister, but I haven't heard from her in years. Please, don't fall into that trap at all. In Islam, there's some bridges that we're going to cross, bridges over hellfire that we're going to cross to get into paradise. And honestly, that's where ties of kinship would really, really come out to play. So you don't want to be in a situation where things are going great for you, and then there's a sibling that has a, you know, particular grouse against you that will pull you into the fire. Just play your own part. If it doesn't work out, then, I mean, it's all in God's hands. But don't be so myopic. Don't be so, you know, cocky as to think that, oh, I don't have a great relationship with my sister, it's all her fault. Or I don't talk to my brother, it's all his fault. Listen to whatever it is that you might have contributed. And what I realize is that a lot of adults carry a lot of PTSD from their childhoods. They were made to feel inadequate by constant sibling comparison, by constant sibling, or, you know, unintentional sibling rivalry that the parents initiated, from just unfair competition, by not judging each child uniquely and based on their individual strengths and weaknesses, and just wanting, you know, everybody to be a certain way across board. So it's very important that, you know, sometimes you just get to the root of the matter. Why are you behaving like this? And then you'd be surprised to hear things like, it's always been like this. When you were younger, they will compare us. And even sisters, you know, sometimes I'm always like, oh, man, God knows why did you not give me a sister? Because when I hear people say things, you know, once you meet your younger sister, you're always like, she's so much finer than you. Or these things like that can actually be daggers in the heart. And people internalize these things. And one day, you know, it's like a pimple or a boil. It will just pop and blow and scatter pus everywhere. So sometimes a lot of resentment that manifests in adulthood started from childhood. So if you really want a better relationship, sometimes it's worth probing and finding out, look, what is the problem? What do you have against me? What have I done? You know, and you'll be surprised at the depth of the, you know, anger or the resentment that your sibling might be carrying against you. But once again, you know, I just wanted to come back and reiterate this, that yes, you know, it's beautiful to have relationships with our siblings. In Islam, it is so important. Those blood ties, those ties of kinship are not things that you should mess around with at all. Allah does not play with family and ties of kinship. But if that relationship is proving detrimental to you, if every time you hang out with your sibling or their family or whatever, you come off feeling worse, or, you know, just emotionally downcast, mentally downcast, then you need to protect yourself first. You need to learn how to manage the situation by staying away, by guarding your heart, guarding your mind, and if you can, by trying to get to the bottom of the situation. So this is me saying that you don't have to force yourself to have a hunky-dory, beautiful relationship with your siblings. If it's not working, sometimes that's how it's just going to be. Hopefully it'll be something that you can come back from. But if it doesn't work out, put yourself first, after you've done everything humanly possible to fix the relationship. And even if the relationship is not great, even if you don't have the best relationships, still foster those ties of kinship. Send, you know, or call during holidays. Send gifts to their children. You know, things like that. Just do your best and then leave the rest to God. I hope this makes a little bit of sense. Thank you for listening again. Bye.